Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now to the mystery becoming a conspiracy theory about the reason for the unannounced lane closures on the George Washington Bridge that caused massive traffic tie-ups in September. Did Governor Christie order the closures as a form of political payback? Sarah Gonzalez from New Jersey Public Radio is on this story and joins us now. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Brian.
And also with us, Democratic State Senator Loretta Weinberg, who represents Fort Lee, which is the town where the bridge empties out on the New Jersey side. Hi, Loretta.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good, Senator. Thank you. And Sarah, remind us of the basics. What happened on the bridge and when?
So the local access lanes to the George Washington Bridge were closed off without any warning the week of September 9th, 2 out of the 3 lanes, and it caused huge traffic delays. The traffic was backed up for hours, and it was spilling into the local streets in the city of Fort Lee, where it was a parking lot. Ambulances couldn't get through. People never showed up for work. And this came without any notice. And normal protocol is that local police are normally informed if there's going to be any changes to traffic patterns, as well as local officials.
So you have a theory, Senator Weinberg, as to what happened here?
Well, let me explain something. I've gone to two full Board of Commissioner meetings of the Port Authority and one subcommittee of the Port Authority, and the only thing they will say is this issue is under review. There was an email that has been printed in the media from the executive director of the Port Authority, Patrick Foy, and I'm paraphrasing, but pretty accurately. He said this was an abuse of Port Authority processes and might have even broken federal and or state law. So since the executive director of the Port Authority thinks something happened here, I would assume that the Port Authority would want to tell us what did happen. Initially, someone there said, oh, this was done for, quote, a traffic study, end quote. Well, now they seem to be backing off that. And at the last Port Authority meeting, which I attended on Wednesday, the only thing they would say is, quote, the matter is under review, and they would not give us a timeline. Now, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I do not believe it's too bizarre, even for me, to believe that the governor of the state of New Jersey called anybody at the Port Authority and said, think of political payback for anybody in New Jersey, and decided the best way to do that was to use the George Washington Bridge. That's too bizarre. Do I believe an atmosphere has been set or an environment has been nurtured here in New Jersey that might have allowed people at the Port Authority who, for whatever reason, thought, you know, maybe the mayor of Fort Lee and representing his constituents becomes a pain in the rear end to the Port Authority? I don't know. And that somebody there said, well, give me another beer, and boy, I have an idea.
And this was
orchestrated. And the longer they don't give us any kind of an explanation, the more the conspiracy theorists grow.
Sarah Gonzalez, the senator mentioned the executive director of the Port Authority, who's a New York appointee. The governors from the two states appoint various people to run the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. So Patrick Foy, the director, who's a New York appointee, had this memo that, as Senator Weinberg said, was leaked to the media, in which he called the closure, quote, a hasty and ill-advised decision that, quote, subverted agency policies and may have broken federal and state laws. And then there's this other appointee by Governor Christie, who's on the board, who's also, I guess, a political advisor to the governor. And
The deputy executive director appointed by Governor Christie is a gentleman whom I served in the Senate with. He's former New Jersey State Senator Bill Baroni. And his assistant, also appointed from the New Jersey side, a man by the name of David Weilstein. Some of the media have already printed that, according to their sources, Mr. Weilstein, who has no transportation responsibilities, background, expertise, is the one who ordered the closure. Now, I don't know if that's true or not true, but the media has printed that according to sources.
Right.
That's
so let me turn back to New Jersey Public Radio, Sarah Gonzalez. You're a member of the media. did you happen to reach out yet to the mayor of Fort Lee, a Democrat who supposedly might be the target of this political payback?
Right. So I was at that board meeting in Jersey City with the senator, and I spoke to the two top Port Authority officials representing New York and New Jersey, and they backed away from any of their original claims that this was a traffic city. We asked them, if there was a traffic study, who conducted it? Who are the vendors? Where is the contract, the request for proposal? And for about 20 minutes, they responded with the same answer. The matter is under review. When we have something to say, we will say. Now, the mayor of Fort Lee, he had sent a letter to one of the top Port Authority officials on the New Jersey side, Bill Baroni. And in his letter, after days of lane closures and no communication from the Port Authority, he said, quote, "We are reaching the conclusion that there are punitive overtones associated with this initiative." And he later said, "You know, what other conclusions could we possibly reach?" Many are saying that this is payback because the mayor of Fort Lee, a Democrat, did not endorse Governor Christie during his reelection campaign when several other Democratic candidates did endorse Governor Christie. But the mayor of Fort Lee so far has not commented on this specific letter, or discussed whether or not this is something that he thinks is punitive.
Listeners, 212-433-WNYC. And I think Natalie in Montclair is scratching her head about why the governor or one of his appointees would do this to the people of New Jersey. Yes, Natalie?
Yeah, I was wondering why, if Governor Christie was doing this as political payback, why would he choose to do it on something that would so negatively affect New Jerseyans?
And during an election campaign, Senator, getting people ticked off about the status quo in any way, presumably it wouldn't have served him.
Now, of course, the spokesperson,
Sarah Gonzalez, go ahead.
Sorry, the spokespeople for Governor Christie say that the governor does not associate himself with these kinds of decisions. He does not decide when a road is going to be closed or when a bridge is going to be closed. But again, a Christie appointee is the person who hired David Wildstein, who, according to the Star Ledger, the Wall Street Journal, is the person who called for these abrupt lane closures.
Senator, what would you add if we're...
Yeah, I think I said at the beginning of my interview here that it is too bizarre to believe that Governor Christie called anybody and told them to close any roads. But again, I believe an atmosphere has been set that if, in fact, you're a bother or they don't like what you do or whatever the reason might be, that, it's okay to get even using one of our most important pieces of infrastructure. By the way, a Homeland Security object, obviously. And, you know, let me point out that this was not just hijinks or what I described as a couple of frat boys sitting and having a beer and a pizza in their offices overlooking Manhattan and New Jersey. But this actually jeopardized people. There is some unconfirmed report that an ambulance could not get through. I don't know if that's true or not, but certainly first responders could have been prevented from getting to where they needed to get, whether it's police or fire. And in the mayor's letter, it was stated that Port Authority police were telling, when constituents asked what's going on here, Port Authority police were telling people it has something to do with what your mayor did. Now, again, I'm not even suggesting that it might have had anything to do with whether Mayor Sokolow endorsed or didn't endorse Chris Christie. He's a Democrat, and I'm assuming endorsed the Democratic ticket or supported the Democratic ticket.
So
I think maybe he was just a bother to them.
We're almost out of time. Sarah, yeah. Do you know the law that this might have broken if Mr. Foy said this might have not only subverted the agency but broken New Jersey law? Or Senator, do you? And are there protocols specified in the law as to how you have to go about deciding on and then informing the public about any prospective lane closures on the George Washington Bridge?
I mean, we're not getting any answers from the Port Authority. What we can infer based on the letters that have been leaked and the little that they are saying is that there were people within the Port Authority that also did not know that these lane closures were happening. That's what one might infer. But this growing suspicion is, to credit to the Port Authority and to give an example of how much this is, these mysterious lane closures are attracting suspicion. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, they haven't held one of their board meetings in New Jersey since October before 9/11. And for the first time on Wednesday, they knew that they had to respond to the people of New Jersey, or at least give the people of New Jersey a way to air their concerns.
So they understand there's a grievance out there. Senator, last question. What is the law, and how will you get to the bottom of this?
Well, the Port Authority has been described by someone as the 51st state. It is a bi-state agency. So it is governed in part by state laws that have been passed identically in both New York and New Jersey. And then I believe they derive much of their power from federal law. So it's very confusing. However, there are definitely protocols in terms of closing off any kind of ramps, lanes, roads, whatever, any place in the New York, New Jersey area, protocols which were not followed. And I would just differ a little bit that they moved their meeting to New Jersey in order to give New Jersey residents a chance to air their grievances. They never advertised that they were coming to New Jersey. They never made any kind of an issue over it. So I don't know why it took them 12 years to finally have a meeting in New Jersey, but I doubt that it was to give us a chance. I was perfectly capable of getting to New York. I brought with me the head of the Assembly Transportation Committee, John Wesneski, my colleague in the legislative district I represent, Assemblyman Gordon Johnson, and a new freeholder-elect, Jim Tedesco. So we had both state and county government there, and if they don't give us an answer, this will continue.
Well, it's an interesting concept, the 51st state. The Port Authority, maybe the George Washington Bridge, the Lincoln Tunnel, and the Holland Tunnel will secede and be like Texas or North Colorado. Who knows what will happen next. But State Senator Loretta Weinberg from the Fort Lee area, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And New Jersey Public Radio correspondent Sarah Gonzalez, thank you.
Of course.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Still to come, actress and talk show host Ricky Lake on her new documentary, Breast Milk. Another new documentary about understanding Tea Party Americans, a filmmaker's view of why people come to Tea Party opinions, focusing on two folks who we will hear some extended clips of, and a Harper's Index quiz today. We'll invite your calls to see if you know the latest set of statistics from the Harper's Magazine data crawl, and that will be fun.